because you can handle the truth.
Second hour of In Defense of Humanity. This is Al Whitney. My guest tonight is Mike Williams. He has had wonderful information that everyone should appreciate. Mike is a hypnotherapist and a musician. The last time he was on the show, we talked about what he knows about what's happened to pop music. It was great. But tonight we're talking about hypnosis and how it is being used. It's a tool to help people. And I would like to talk a little bit about how it helps people when you're doing therapy and you're an honest therapist and your goal is to help people. But he's described for the last, half an hour, how it can also be used to control the thinking of the population. And they've done an amazing job. I'm sure they spent a fortune setting up this system that entrains the minds of the American people.
That's right, Al. And I just want to clarify that hypnosis by itself is not mind control, right? So hypnosis is one of the tools within the mind control bucket, if you will. So they'll use other ways in which to break down the mind-body dynamic in order to have people not think critically and to submit and so on. So as an example, the conditioning that you always get into is that you talk to your audience about the whole system of commerce and contracts. People are conditioned to believe that the system of commerce and contracts is actually a republic.
Yes.
It's the furthest thing from it, right?
Exactly.
There are, you know, vaccines. Fluoride and GMOs and everything else that goes on. It's full spectrum dominance. Think of it that way, full spectrum dominance. So they have many, many ways in which they break down the mind and the body. And so that's why, you know, they constantly have to work at it. This is the good news, is that humans are extremely resilient, because if we weren't, they wouldn't be spending 24/7, 365 days a year for, you know, forevermore, ensuring that they can keep us down.
Right.
And that's why when people do break out of the programming and they do awake, they're essentially, they're out. And
yeah,
the controllers have a very, very difficult time trying to pull these people back in. Many will never get pulled back in. So that's why, you know, that's why they focus on young people, by the way. So they want to shape the minds of the young people. So the indoctrination and the conditioning starts right away. It starts as soon as you leave the womb, because, you know, as a baby, you're going to get vaccinated, dozens of times by the time that you're, 5 or 6 years old. Then you're going to go to school, and our schools are not education. They're really indoctrination centers. And then, you know, you're going to make your way through high school and then college and universities and all that stuff. And so The problem is that people really don't understand the magnitude of the control that's in place. People don't like to believe that they're being controlled. They don't like to believe that they were puppet masters. But the reality of the situation is it's totally controlled.
Yes. And we've done a show on explaining to people why in 1933, during a national emergency, the American citizen, the United States citizens, were declared enemies of the state.
Right.
And as long as the national emergency is in place, that status is still there. People don't like to believe they were born into a country, told they were free,
right,
told they had the Bill of Rights to protect them, told they had a justice system, and when they discover the fact that, no, you were not born free, you were made an enemy of the state from birth forward. And I've tried to explain to them, freedom, okay, has nothing to do with having to buy a license to own a dog.
Right. Or have a license to get married.
To get married or cut hair.
Right.
Or fix plumbing. That has nothing to do with freedom. You have been made an enemy of the state, and that's why they require you as enemy be licensed or registered or certified to earn a living in their system. And people have a real hard time with that, Mike, even though the evidence is everywhere. The regulations are overwhelmingly harsh. They control how you build. They control how you remodel. If you don't do it the way they say, they implement penalties, fines, and fees.
Taxes.
And taxes, you're taxed on every level. I mean, you buy gas, you're taxed. Your local community taxes you, your state, the federal, everything. And you, if you get your telephone bill or your electric bill, look at all those charges on there, folks.
Right.
Okay, does that mean you're free? You're not free.
No.
You are an enemy of the state, and that's why you are. That's why they don't care if they give your child a dread disease with vaccines. They don't care.
No, they don't care. And here's the thing, right? We live and interact and exist in a feudal system. The feudal system never went away.
No.
But they don't call it the feudal system anymore. So what happens is you're born into the feudal system. You are born into enslavement. You're not free.
Right.
But they tell you you're free. So you right. You have defined freedom in the construct in which they operate. So you think that paying taxes is part of being free, we have to pay for roads, we have to do this, we have to do that. When in fact, there should be no federal income tax, because if the U.S. government printed its own money and had the Treasury do its job, you wouldn't have to borrow money from a private bank, which is the Federal Reserve, the central banking system. And if the government printed its own money, well, then there would be no need for federal income tax, because the government would owe the money to itself, right?
Correct.
So, but the point I'm trying to make, folks, is that for those listening, and there's probably many listening to your show that already know this, but in case there's anybody out there that maybe they're new to this, you're not free.
No.
As Al was saying, you have to have a license for everything. I mean, if you have a car, you have to have a license to drive your car. You have to have a registration. You have to have insurance. These are all terms that have to do with conducting commerce.
Right. Well, and as I said many times on the show, and maybe I'll do a show in the near future bringing back the notice of condition precedent, this system is not, it's based on a presumption that you are agreeing and consenting to all of these restrictions.
Right.
Even though they are not giving you the information. It's based on the premise that we're granting them informed consent. When that word, nothing could be further from the truth. We are not informed, period. When you
right.
go to the medical system, they do not inform you. They prescribe black box warning drugs. They, in fact, you get more truth about pharmacology products from the ads on TV than you will ever get from your doctor.
That's right. And you can't be informed if you're in a state of ignorance. You know, the two don't come together. So there's a quote It's attributed to Chris Hedges. I don't know if Chris Hedges actually said this, but it doesn't really matter because it's a great quote. It kind of summarizes everything we're talking about, Al. But the quote goes like this: we now live in a nation where doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the press destroys information, religions destroy morals, and our banks destroy the economy. That pretty much sums it up.
That does sum it up. It absolutely sums it up.
Yep.
And I'm going to bring it up again. I've said it many times on this show, and I know you're aware of it. But the lawyers, I spoke with a lawyer this past week, or actually for the last several weeks, delightful woman. I will have her on this show. She is not currently practicing law, however, but she's looking honestly at her own profession. And in 1933, they declared a state of emergency. Congress gave the president ultimate authority over the country. What we're saying is that they basically suspended normal, quote, constitutional, unquote, processes during a national emergency. Unfortunately, they didn't grant this power to FDR. They granted it to the office of the president. So as long as there's justification for declaring an emergency or war, the president maintains this dictatorial power, which is how we have more than 600 federal agencies. 600. The Constitution absolutely does not authorize 600 agencies to be making law.
Right.
That means that law is coming from the executive branch that is not constitutional. Now, when I talked to this wonderful darling attorney, I asked her, when you were in law school, were you taught about the permanent state of national emergency? And for people who are unaware what that is, you can go to my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. Go to the tab that says Source Documents, click on that, then scroll down and read Senate Report 93549. This report was done in 1973 by a Senate committee, and what they did is they absolutely investigated in detail. Many, many people were involved as to what this state of emergency means. Essentially, they were looking to find a way to terminate it, and they did not succeed in finding a way to terminate it. They concluded the only one who can terminate it is the president of the country. Congress cannot do that because the authority was moved from them to the office of president. But they have to have an emergency every year, and it has to be renewed by the president. And it has been renewed on the war on terror since Bush. Last year in October, Trump just amended the executive order that Bush signed, bringing in the war on terror and state of emergency. And every year since then, they have all of these terrorist attacks, as you can see, even though they are nothing but drills, they justify renewing the permanent state of emergency every year because of the war on terror.
Right. And I believe that, if I'm not mistaken, the late James Traficant talked about this on the floor of the Congress back in the 1990s. Traficant brought it up, and he did a great speech.
Yes. And that's on our website, too. Thank you for bringing that up, Mike. It's on that same page, Source Document.
Yeah.
And it's Congressional Report. And just scroll down 1993, and you will see what Traficant had to say.
Yeah, they tried to ruin him, right? I mean, they tortured that poor man, and because he was speaking the truth, and he was talking about things that that were not to be spoken about. So I guess the point they're making, Al, is that if they ruined James Traficant's life, I mean, he was really tough as nails to him. He just really kept going.
Yeah.
They're certainly not going to allow lawyers to understand what they're really doing and what it is that they are really representing and defending, or, you know, whatever. It's just not going to be allowed. If you do get out of order, you know, people have to remember, too, that lawyers, their oath is to the Bar Association.
That's correct.
Right. So the bar goes back to the Crown.
Right.
So they're not even, their allegiance is not even here to the Republic of the United States. It goes back to the British Crown.
That's correct. And the Supreme Court of each state controls whether or not those lawyers are allowed to practice law.
That's right. Now,
that is an unelected body, people. You have to understand that the Supreme Court of the state of Ohio or the state of North Carolina, this was not created by the legislature. This is a private enterprise. They make their own rules. And if that Supreme Court says, flooey on you, lawyer, you stepped over the line, we're going to take away your right to practice law, and we're going to cancel your bar card, there is nothing that people can do about that. And the lawyers understand that that would be the end of their ability to earn a living by practicing law.
Right. That's what they do. Basically, with just about everything, when it comes down to really wanting to quiet somebody down without taking them out, is they will threaten their livelihood.
Yes.
Right. So lawyers and just, you know, politicians, if you just, you think that you're going to wander off the reservation, well, they'll fix that. They'll make sure that you won't make a living. That's how they go about it. I mean, that's the tactic.
Well, and again, the only thing that I wish people would consider is the comprehension that all of these rules and restrictions, including that for lawyers and doctors, are written based on them being a dead legal fiction corporation. And that you can get more understanding on that if you go to anticorruptionsociety.com and click on the page that says Notice of Condition Precedent. There is a little booklet in there that I recommend people read to understand what happened in 33 and how is it that we seem to have no rights here today, and how can they make rules against a corporation when it comes to vaccines. People have to look at what's the definition of a person. Then you realize, well, you know, a corporation can't even take a vaccine. Read that little book and you'll understand how they're playing this game. But how does hypnotherapy help the people who have really been victimized, the people who have been robbed or the people who've been beat up or worse? How does it give them relief? Because I'll tell you, they're pushing drugs right now, and I just don't see how. I did several shows on it. I don't see how these drugs trying to change the brain chemistry is going to give them happiness or relief or calm. I mean, how is it that hypnotherapy can do something and pharmacology, of course, can't?
Well, pharmacology is just looking to remap the brain in a way so that you just don't maybe feel something, or either because, you know, you're feeling good. As an example, I mean, if you have a lot of stress and anxiety, I mean, take a Valium, right, as an example.
Right.
But the thing is, you become reliant on the drugs in order to cope. And coping is something that all humans have to learn to do, right? It's part of life. I mean, even having levels of stress in your life, not being overstressed, but stress and coping. I mean, these are things that we have to learn to do because that's the way life is. And what the pharmaceutical companies and the medical industry, they're coming out and saying, well, I mean, you really shouldn't have to develop coping abilities. I mean, you should just take a pill. Wow, I mean, you really don't have any stress in your life. I mean, I love it when I go to the doctor and they say, do you have stress? as if I, you know, you're some kind of oddball if you have stress. And then if you say, well, yeah, I have some stress in my life. I mean, I have a job and all this stuff. And then they go down this path. Well, you know, you really have to try to get the stress down and manage the stress and so on. And well, how do I do that, doctor? Well, here, let me write a prescription for you.
Yes. Okay, hold on. We're going to break. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talking to Mike Williams, we do have a caller, and I am going to invite people to call in. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. But before we get started on calls, I wanted Mike to share with us how hypnotherapy actually can help in this mess.
Okay, so as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, Al, the mind, think of the mind as like a, within it there is a hard drive. So what hypnosis does is hypnosis will go back and take a look at those files. And I'm using the file analogy because most people will understand it. And to make the inner mind or the subconscious mind aware that we want to make a change, that we want to be able to update those files so that the behavior going forward is different, that it's the desired behavior versus the old behavior. So when a client goes into hypnosis and we go back to when those files first got written to the hard drive, when the first event took place. We call it the initial sensitizing event. When those files are first written to the drive, we can then start from that point and go forward by having the client understand the situation that led to the files being written, as an example, like trauma as an example, and understanding that there's a different and better way to move forward, that those files are old and we don't need to use them anymore. So if you don't update the files, what will happen is you will continue, the subconscious mind will continue to send those files to the conscious mind over and over and over again without updating them. And that's why many times people do not understand why they behave a certain way or why they react a certain way. It's because these old files are being used and they are unaware that of anything about these old files. And they just, many times it's just suppressed memories, as an example. So if I ask somebody when they come in and I'll say, well, when did you first experience this behavior? They'll say, well, I think it was going back, and they'll pick a date. Virtually every time that I take them back in time, I regress them back into hypnosis to understand when those files first got written. It's always at a date that's earlier, always, which means that the earlier memory is not being recognized. It's being suppressed by the conscious mind. And by getting the client to understand that they want to move forward in a different way, and having them understand what it means to continue to two things. One is, what does it mean for your life if you continue to do the things that you're doing? Let's just say smoking as an example. Well, eventually it's going to result in very, very bad health problems. And then take a look at your life and say, well, what does your life look like if you don't smoke? What happens when you stop smoking? Then they're going to see that their life is going to be a lot better. They're going to be a lot healthier. They're going to live longer, and so on. Once the inner mind, subconscious mind, becomes aware that, hey, if I change these files, there's a big benefit, that I'm not going to feel, I'm not going to have that cough anymore. I'm not going to be a social outcast. I'm just going to be healthier. My family is going to be happier. The mind is very good at starting the process of making that change. Very, very good at it.
Oh, that is so encouraging. Thank you.
Well, this is what a lot of people don't understand. They think it's hard. Well, it's really not that hard. If you find yourself a good hypnotherapist who is really skilled at their craft, really good at what they do, they'll be able to make those changes. And people, I have a lot of clients. They've seen huge benefits.
Wonderful. That's great. Okay, we have someone from Texas, Bill in Austin. Bill, are you there? Okay. Hi,
yes,
Bill.
I'm here.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yes, I'm the same guy that continuously calls saying that it seems like the whole country is hypnotized.
Yes. And it is.
Yes, my contention that it's, I agree 100% with your guest, Mike. It seems like the country's already hypnotized. We just have to de-hypnotize them, actually.
No, that's exactly right. They are conditioned, and it's through a perpetual motion machine of conditioning that takes place through the television set, the media mostly, but also, as I mentioned earlier with Al, through breaking down the mind-body dynamic. So there's a lot of other things at play, but the television set and movies also. Movies are also fall into the category of programming, have a huge, huge effect on the public.
What is your suggestion to the average person on how to counteract this? It looks like a massive propaganda system we have going now.
Okay, we'll hold that answer to that question when we come back from the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, could you repeat your question, Bill? I think the listeners, I want to make sure we got it right.
Well, the question is, most people don't understand this. I mean, I've probably taken the same courses that you have, like the Gil Boyne with instantaneous hypnosis and a lot of the things that you've learned. But what is your suggestion to the average person that's not familiar with this? What is your suggestion to what they could do that to stop from interfering with their critical thinking as far as the world goes?
Well, it's not an easy thing because everybody's at a different rate and pace, so we're not going to have like it's light switch on, light switch off, right? But my recommendation, first of all, is to not be afraid to question things. I think there are a lot of people that do question things, or things don't seem right, but they're afraid to speak up. They're afraid to say something because I might be ridiculed for saying something that somebody else is going to say, well, that's not what the official story is, and that's not what everybody else believes. What, you know, why would you say that? Are you crazy or something? So everybody has to push through that. I had to push through that years ago. Nobody wants to be ridiculed and called names and called a conspiracy, quote unquote, theorist or a tinfoil hat wearer. The other thing, too, is the biggest thing, as I mentioned earlier in the show, is turn that television set off. Just turn it off, because there is nothing coming out of that television set that is truthful. It's the Ministry of Propaganda. You know, six corporations own all of the media in the United States. And I think in Australia, it's two. So it's not very hard for them to be able to shape their message and to figure out who hears what. All it takes is for six people to sit down and decide what it is you're going to hear and what it is you're not going to hear, what it is you're going to see and what it is you're not going to see. So those are my recommendations, first of all, is basically step up to the plate. Don't be afraid to question things. That's why you have a brain. That's why we have our mind, to do those things. And push through the fear and start turning things off. That's the best way I think that I found, at least for me, that I was able to do it.
Okay, that's good advice.
That sounds great. One thing that I've learned that helped me the most was to study hypnosis itself. And the more ways that I've learned that people become somnambulistic and just completely into an alpha, theta level was the different ways that you are hypnotized. And once you know the ways that you have become hypnotized, then you start to see it around you more.
Right, that's right. But the first thing is they have to know that they're being hypnotized. Right. So that's why we do shows right. like this, where there's an awareness now when people look at their television sets, if they're listening to this, they're going to say, I remember Mike and Al talking about this. Let me take a look and see if I see that, too. And then all of a sudden the light bulb is going to go off and they're going to go, yes, indeed, that is happening. Right. So the first step is to get people to understand what's really going on.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He has a website. Give him your website, Mike.
Yeah, website or videos.
Well, the my hub website is sageofquay.com. So S-A-G-E, Sage of O-F-Q-U-A-Y, sageofquay.com. If you go there, that's my hub website. You can find links to everything that I'm involved in.
And can subscribe, right? He can subscribe to get that little thing that you send me every day where you post like
about 10 posts a day. Yeah, that's just going to the blog and
signing up.
Yeah, just put your email in and subscribe and you'll get the feed every day.
Yeah.
Do you have an organization or any group of people that that you work with, or do people just sign up to your website?
It's just me. I run solo. So yeah, there's no organization. It's just Mike sitting here grinding it out, trying to wake people up.
Okay, great. Well, we sure appreciate the information, Mike.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Okay, we have Laura in Michigan. Laura, are you there?
Yes. Yeah, hello. I was going to talk about ChristianMediaNetwork.com. James Lloyd has put together DVDs on secret sixes. He shows how they use 666 all the time in movies and television shows. Like a person will stop the elevator at 6th floor, and then he'll go to the room 66. It's fascinating. He goes through all of these TV shows and movies way back to 1947 when they were using the triple sixes. It's called Secret Sixes, his DVD. On ChristianMediaNetwork.com. Fascinating.
Wow.
Also, talking about hypnotism, now you know all the women are turning into lunatics. They're home all day watching TV. Their husbands at least get 8 hours off going to work. So the women are all turning into lunatics.
Well, I can't say all the women, Laura, but I understand.
Well, not
what
all.
You're saying.
No, I don't know. I should have said all.
Because if you do. If you sit and watch TV all day, every day, you're just out of it. There's no question about that.
Right.
Yeah. Was there anything
else? I suggest anybody look at that secret sixes. It's amazing what they're the kind of things that they're putting in your mind with the sixes.
I think, Mike, when you were on last time, did you not say that there's a subliminal satanic message in our music?
Well, yeah, there's a darkness to it. Yes. You know, that's what the music is all about today. If you take a look at the music videos, and there's backmasking in songs and stuff like that. But just touching on the numbers a little bit, the numbers themselves aren't bad. It's how the numbers are used. Numerology is embedded into the very fabric of our existence. So that's why, you know, there's divine magic, a white magic, and there's black magic. So the numbers are being used by those, the controllers that are in place, in order to be able to move their agenda forward. So a lot of people talk about triple sixes and stuff like that, but, 666 by itself, is, not a bad thing. It's only bad if it's used in a way, that's going to generate, something that's not good. Okay. So it's a whole different topic to talk about numerology and all that. So I can talk, you know, more about that maybe on another show, but I think that's another thing they want you to do. They want you to be afraid of these numbers. They want you to think that 666 is bad and all that stuff. But when the truth of the matter is that 666 is part of the system of numerology. As an example, when if somebody sees the repeating number 666, let's say when they're out of balance, they're out of sorts, they need to focus their attention to return to a state of harmony and balance. That's what 666 is all about. Right. So when they use it, what they're doing is they're trying to utilize and leverage the numerology to move their agenda forward. So when they use sixes as an example, sixes are used by the controllers to enchant. It's to lure you in. That's why we were talking about these events earlier on. You're going to see the numbers, the Masonic numbers are all over the place. You're going to see threes. You're going to see sevens, triple sevens, double sevens, six, 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 triple sixes. You're going to see 8, 88. You're going to see 11. 11 is a master number in Freemasonry. Okay. So again, be careful with the numbers because they are trying to depict the numerology as something that's very dark and very negative. It's not. Numerology could be used for very, very good things, but they're again, everything they do is the opposite, and this is what we're seeing playing out today. I would recommend to everybody that if you're stuck on these numbers, because even a lot of these truthers and these alternative research outlets and Christian organizations, and I'm not picking on the Christians, but they have one view of it, but you have to put it in the full context of what numerology is all about. And I would suggest studying numerology, and you will see what it's really all about.
Well, that's a good point. I actually hadn't heard that before. That's an excellent point.
Yeah.
Okay, we have another caller from Texas. Lark, are you there? Thank you, Laura. Sorry. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, hi, Al. I'm Mike. You know, just a couple of observations. And by the way, thanks, Mike, for coming on tonight. Enjoyed to hear both of you. The father of psychoanalysis is Phineas Parkhurst Quimby, or P.P. Quimby, Q-U-I-M-B-Y. And it's very interesting, his story, because he was at one time a follower of Anton Mesmer, mm-hmm. from which we get the word mesmerize. But that's one point I wanted to bring up. The other is that, you know, when I was studying copywriting around 2005 and 6, somewhere in there, they were encouraging a lot of budding internet entrepreneurs to study hypnosis. And I thought that was very interesting. You know, people were taking courses and learning how to be an NLP and so forth. But the most important lesson that I took away during that period, for whatever it's worth, is this phrase known as cybernetic transposition.
Okay.
cybernetic transposition. You can do a search online. But basically, it is a system by which you can self-heal through self-hypnosis.
Yeah.
And so what you're saying tonight, I think, rings true. Because, you know, obviously the profession of psychiatry and psychoanalysis, frankly, was hijacked long ago, probably around the beginnings of the 20th century. And I'll leave you with these thoughts. There's a short video tutorial to promote a book by Christopher von Bierknes, or John Bierknes. And you can learn about this thing about 666 and the Holocaust, so-called. It's called Premonitions. It's called Warning to the Jews, Premonitions of the Holocaust. Again, that's Premonitions of the Jews, or excuse me, Warnings to the Jews, Premonitions of the Holocaust. And, for example, he cites a Hungarian rabbi named Joseph Kruhl in 1812, who said that the Messiah would return in 1948, according to the Hebrew calendar. That would have been in the year 5708. And that ties in with the creation of Israel.
Sure, okay.
That's all I've got. That's all I've got for y'all tonight. I thought it would be interesting, and he'll explain how where this whole idea of the Holocaust comes from. In that, another thing he cites is something called the Secrets of Hebrew Words.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi Benjamin Black. So that would be interesting too. Regarding another thing, I can recommend is called General Semantics and Holocaust Denial.
Okay. I know Mike had Deanna on his show. I listened to it.
Yeah.
Where she's done a pretty good job of explaining all of the lies, really, around the whole World War II story, basically.
Right. Yep. I covered a couple of shows with Deanna on that topic. I think we did two or three shows that dealt with the topic.
Yes. And I thought they were really great, Mike. I listened to them. And I recommend, how would they find those on your website if they wanted to hear them?
My YouTube channel. So, again, if you go to my sageofquay.com hub website, click on the YouTube link, and then once you get to my YouTube channel, just type in Deanna Spingola, and the shows I did with Deanna will come up.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to add, Lark? That was great.
No. Thank you very much. I'll get off.
Okay. Thank you, Lark, for
thank
calling
you.
In. You mentioned NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. What I found interesting, several years ago, one of the individuals in the truth community, and there's no malice in his heart at all, but he wanted to learn neuro-linguistic programming, hoping to use it for our good. You know, if we all knew how to do it, maybe we could use it and help wake people up. And so I watched a couple YouTubes that he sent me. And you know what, Mike? I don't see how NLP can be used for good. I'm sorry. It looked like they're teaching it to people who in sales. They're teaching it to people who are selling cars or people who are, I mean, it's ridiculous. Selling their services or their gym or things like that. And I resent that, honestly. If I call and want to inquire about a program that I might want to join, if I think that they're using NLP on me, I'll hang up on them, I swear.
Yeah, NLP, it's very fascinating, it is. But the way it is put forth is to use it in order to get what you want out of life. Right? So as an example, I used to work for a very large corporation. I'm retired now, but many corporations, especially the multinational corporations, their top executives are all trained in NLP.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So, you know, it's their way of being able to shape the conversation and the appeal when they talk to people or whenever they negotiate outside or inside the company, to be able to push behavior to where, you know, they would like it to be. So, you know, it's managers will use it in order to be able to understand their employees and how different employees react to certain different words. And so they will gauge their conversations with their employees so that there is a rapport built. And once, you know, and rapport is good. So once you have rapport, you know, in all likelihood, you're going to get cooperation, you see? So that's really, with me, you know, when I see NLP, I don't look at NLP as a bad thing. I think it's really interesting and good to understand how it is the human mind works. It's just the application of it. It, you know, the way it's marketed is, like I said, to get what you want out of life.
Right.
And, you know, it may not be a bad thing for some people, but, you know, for a lot of people, you know, it's kind of a, I'm going to get mine and I'm going to utilize you. I'm going to leverage you to go get it.
That's so true. Well, we've come to the end of the program, I believe, Ken, that, he's kind of let us drift over. He does that when he really likes what's going on and he thinks he doesn't want to break in. Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate this, and I will have you on again. I know there's a bunch of other topics that we could cover, and you just really helped enlighten people about this whole false flag thing and the mind games they're playing on the public.
Yeah, I hope so, because we could talk about this for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, scratching the surface, but if it gets some people to nudge them a little bit, to wake them up, that's a good thing.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I hope it's not too late, Ken, to play the full imaging prayer we do every Saturday night in the last. Okay. Stay tuned. Listen to the image. We'll be back next week. Okay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord. And image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because